Welcome to Tuesday's edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus, reporting from the CNN Center in Atlanta. First thing we're talking about today is a wildfire in California that's chewed up about 150,000 acres. That's about the size of Chicago. The Rim Fire has become the 13th largest in California's history.
It was astounding to see the power of what I witnessed earlier. So our main objectives right now, structure protection, just making sure that we keep everyone safe and we protect that park at all costs.
Vicki Wright was talking about Yosemite National Park, which has lost at least 12,000 acres to the fire. But this thing is so massive, it's also threatening some power and water supplies in San Francisco, more than 100 miles west of the park. Thousands of firefighters have been going after this. They'd had it 7% contained on Sunday. It was 15% contained by last night. That's like saying it was 15% fenced in. It'll have to be 100% contained before it can potentially be considered controlled. Yesterday, we also talked about Syria's government offering access to inspectors from the United Nations. The Syrian government and rebel forces, the two sides in Syria's civil war, have accused each other of using chemical weapons. UN inspectors are there to figure out if chemical weapons were used, but not to determine who might have used them. During their work yesterday, one of the inspectors' vehicles was hit by sniper fire. No reports of injuries, and the United Nations didn't say who might have been responsible for the shooting. Despite that, the inspection team described Monday as a very productive day and said it planned to keep working in Syria today. That includes interviews with witnesses, doctors, and survivors. The UN team also collects samples. Experts say chemical traces can be found in survivors and plants for months after an attack takes place. The UN's work could have an impact on whether or not other nations take action against Syria. United Nations officials say the use of chemical weapons must be punished. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry agreed with that statement yesterday, saying there must be accountability. When Ty Carter was a teenager, he didn't have a lot of friends. He joined the Marines, but was demoted and then discharged after a fight with a roommate. But yesterday, the man who once described himself as not exactly hero material was awarded the nation's highest military decoration, the Medal of Honor. Carter enlisted in the Army in 2008 and received the medal for his actions in Afghanistan. He was stationed at Combat Outpost Keating in 2009 when it was attacked by Taliban fighters. During the battle, Carter, who's now a staff sergeant, volunteered to cross through enemy fire multiple times to get supplies to other soldiers. Since returning home, Staff Sergeant Carter has struggled with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. He's spoken openly about it as part of what he calls the invisible wounds of war. During yesterday's ceremony, President Obama praised Staff Sergeant Carter's heroism and his efforts to raise awareness about the disorder.
To any of our troops or veterans who are watching and struggling, look at this man. Look at this soldier. Look at this warrior. He's as tough as they come. And if he can find the courage and the strength to not only seek help, but also to speak out about it, to take care of himself and to stay strong, then so can you.
U.S. presidents keep a pretty full schedule. For example, yesterday, in addition to the ceremony for Sergeant Carter, President Obama had meetings with faith leaders and with the winners of a national debate tournament. What if you could get on a president's schedule? If you had 5 minutes, what would you want to talk about? It's what we asked some high school juniors and seniors for this installment of the CNN Student News Viewfinder.